Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio to bring you peace, comfort and hope.
I love you very much, dear friends and family.
And the time we spend together is so wonderful and sweet.
But this world is temporary and it doesn't satisfy.
Let's meet up there in our home beyond the sky.
Because in heaven we'll be at peace forevermore. No more crying, no more death, no more pain. And there in heaven we'll meet again at Jesus' feet.
Let's enjoy eternity together forever.
Soon this world will pass away with its sickness, death and pain.
And then Jesus will return to take his children home.
We'll delight ourselves in peace, reunited evermore.
Who will you bring to heaven's golden shore?
Because in heaven we'll be at peace forevermore. No more crying, no more death, no more pain. And there in heaven
let's enjoy eternity together forever.
Without you there, it just won't be the same.
Without you there, there'll be an empty place.
In God's heart, heaven will be missing your smile.
So will you meet me there? Will you meet me there?
Because in heaven we'll be at peace forevermore. No more crying, no more death, no more pain. And there in heaven we'll meet again at Jesus.
Enjoy eternity together forever.
Because in heaven we'll be at peace
forevermore.
No more crying, no more death, no more pain.
Enjoy eternity together.
As the parcher longs for rain, my soul thirsts for you. Do not turn me away, Lord. I'm reaching out for you. I'm longing for you. Hear my not turn away from me. It's your grace I seek. Show me in the morning of your steadfast love and your mercy. Your mercy. Teach me the way to go, for I lift up my soul to you only, you only. Satisfy my soul, 'cause only you know. You are my hope. Do not turn me away. Do not hide your face. My heart longs to know you. To know you. Show me in the morning of your steadfast love and your mercy. Your mercy. Teach me the
soul, arise, shake off thy guilty fears, the bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne my surety stands, before the throne my surety stands. My name is written on his hands. He ever lives above for me to intercede with his redeeming love, his precious blood to His blood was spilled for all our race. His blood was spilled for all our race, and sprinkles now the throne of grace. Five bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. Forgive him, oh, forgive, they cry. Forgive him, oh, forgive, they cry. Nor let that ransom sinner die. I now am reconciled. His pardoning voice I hear. Child, I can no longer fear. With confidence I now draw nigh, with confidence I now draw nigh. And Father, Abba, Father, cry. With confidence I now draw nigh. With confidence I now draw nigh.
despair like the sea waves cold threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, points to the refuge, the mighty
invite your family and friends to also enjoy songs of praise.
These are the signs of the times. There are crystal clear, we ought to see. Strife everywhere. Jesus returns sooner than known. He is coming again. The end of time is now. Are you ready when He comes to take us home? He is coming again. The end of time is now. Are you ready when He comes to take us home? And pray all day, all night,
speaking the truth, and fleeing from evil.
Jesus returns to take us home.
Yeah.
that we could ever hear. More than amazing, it drives out every fear.
By trusting in Jesus Christ,
in his saving sacrifice,
we can be made new,
be made new.
We can be made new.
Have you heard of the promise God has made to us all? That if we turn from our sinful ways and put our faith in his Son,
he will freely forgive us, he will wash us clean, and when we stand before his throne, he will shout, "Welcome in!" He will shout, "Welcome in! This is the best news that we could ever hear. More than amazing, it drives out every fear.
By trusting in Jesus Christ,
in his saving sacrifice,
we
told of a man with two sons, written a long time ago. How the younger one wanted a life of his own, he was tired of living at home. So he went to his father and asked him to give the portion that was rightfully his. He said, "Father, I must try to make it alone. I'm certain I know how to live." Now the kind-hearted father, he loved his dear son, but he didn't know just what to do. Should he grant the request of this impetuous one, or just try to talk these things through? When he gave him the portion he'd asked him to give, he said, "I'll be praying for you. Just heed my advice and be wise in your way, for the world they will take it from you." If he would heed that warning, life would be better, I know. Sometimes it takes a struggle before we learn the way to go. Before we learn the way to go. Now the time had gone by and his journey had led to a place that was so far from home. Soon the money was spent and the friends were all gone, and he was left standing alone. And he thought about home and the servants he knew, how they always had plenty to spare. "Yes, I will return and confess to my father and ask him to dwell with him there. But when he came back home, his
Father was waiting for him. With open arms he embraced him. He said, my son is come home again. He said, my son is come home again. What was lost now is found again. Are you just drifting away from your heavenly Father's love? There is no reason to stray, just hold on to his arms of love. If you will heed this warning, life will be better, I know.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled The Miracle of Forgiveness. John 10:9-11 says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Several years after my family returned from mission service in Africa, I was working in the North Pacific Union office in Portland, Oregon. The genocide in Rwanda had taken place about 4 years before this. When we heard about it, we felt sick. We had been to Rwanda. We thought it was an amazing country and had many Adventist friends there. One day, a visitor came to my office. Her name was Adele, and I noticed that she had a big scar on her forehead. Adele had just come from Rwanda to visit her daughter in the United States. She wanted to tell me her story. Adele had been married to an Adventist pastor in Rwanda. When the genocide started, she, her son, and her husband ran to the church with many other church members, thinking they would be protected there. Similar attacks, but on a much smaller scale, had happened years before. And at that time, the people had fled to the churches for safety. As the members were praying inside the church, thugs came and surrounded the building. You have to come out, they yelled to the people inside. They asked for the pastor, Adele's husband, so he came out. We're going to kill you, they said. Can I pray for you first, he asked. They agreed, and he prayed for them. Then they took a machete and dealt him a deadly blow to the head. In a reign of terror, the machetes and other weapons began swinging upon the defenseless church members. Adele looked over and saw her son raise his hand to wave goodbye to his mother. Just then, his arm was cut off. Moments later, he was hit and killed. All of a sudden, Adele went unconscious. She was hit in the head, and that's why she had a terrible scar. 3 days passed, and someone who was walking by saw a little movement among the piles of decaying bodies. The person went over, touched Adele's body, and found that it was still warm. She was still alive. They picked her up, put her in a little Toyota pickup, and took her to the dispensary. While she was recovering at this little hospital, she had a dream. In the dream, she was in heaven. Jesus spoke to her and said, "Look and see." She looked and saw her son and husband. Jesus said, "It's going to be all right. You're going to see your family in heaven." That assurance gave her such courage and hope. "It's the only way I survived all this," she told me later. Adele got well and returned home. About 4 years later, she was at the marketplace in her village. Looking down toward the end of the vendors' tables, she saw a young man with long, matted hair. He had been hiding out in the jungle. As she looked at him carefully, she recognized him as a young man that her husband had baptized. It was the same young man who had killed her son. Adele walked up to him, and he began to tremble. He thought, of course, that she had been killed in the genocide. "What are you going to do to me?" he quavered. people were starting to turn around and look. All Adele had to say was, "You killed my son." And they would have killed him right there. Instead, she said, "You come with me now." Trembling, the young man followed her to her house. "What are you going to do to me?" he asked again. "Just sit down," Adele said. She got some water and began to wash him and cut his hair and clean him up. She brought him some food. Then she brought out some of her son's clothes and said, "Put these on." "What are you going to do to me?" the young man repeated, almost frantic. With tears in her eyes, Adele said, "I have no one, and you have no one. You have killed my son, so now you must become my son." Then they had prayer together, and they wept together. About 6 months later, the young man was put in prison for killing other people. Every week, Adele would go to see this young man in prison and take him food and clothes. I have since been to Rwanda and visited Adele. She has told her story at my meetings there. It is an amazing story. Adele is a living example of the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of forgiveness. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 175. Through faith, we receive the grace of God. But faith is not our Saviour. It earns nothing. It is the hand by which we lay hold upon Christ and appropriate his merits, the remedy for sin. And we cannot even repent without the aid of the Spirit of God. The Scripture says of Christ, "Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a saviour, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Acts 5:31. Repentance comes from Christ as truly as does pardon. This story, entitled The Miracle of Forgiveness, was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.